Welcome back to the Global Greek Influence, the podcast that takes you on a journey through the dynamic world of global Greeks in the realms of technology, cutting-edge scientific and engineering innovation, entrepreneurship and business, also special topics on politics and history. I'm your hostess, Panayota Pimenidou, and I'm thrilled to have you join us once again. If you want to stay updated and never miss an episode, make sure to subscribe, like, and review the Global Greek Influence podcast on your favorite podcasting platform, such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, and more. Your support means the world to me. For even more engagement, be sure to follow our podcast's Twitter account, Facebook page, and LinkedIn page. It is the best way to stay up to date with the latest episodes, connect with me directly, and even suggest topics you would love to explore. But wait, there is more. For just €2.99 a month, you can unlock a world of exclusive content. By becoming a premium subscriber, you will gain access to exclusive video episodes available only on Spotify, get sneak peeks of upcoming interviews, and enjoy special episodes that dive deep into fascinating topics. So get ready to immerse yourself in the captivating stories and influential figures that have shaped the global Greek influence and impact the world today. Join us on this exciting journey of discovery and celebration. Thank you for being part of the Global Greek Influence community. I regret to inform you that I have made the difficult decision to postpone the scheduled episode titled Journey Through Genocide, Unveiling Denial, Fascination and Recognition with Professor Stefan Ehrig. This decision is due to unforeseen developments and the evolving situation in Israel. Even though the recording took place on August 31st, 2023, I understand that this may come as a disappointment, and I sincerely appreciate your understanding. In this episode, I had planned to delve into various thought-provoking topics, including genocides and the denial of genocides, the impact of illiberal democratic leaders within deficient leadership environments, the fascination with totalitarian historical figures in a nation's founding principles, and the lesser explored Pontic Greek genocide. Unfortunately, the Pontic Greek genocide has not received the international coverage and recognition it deserves. This is primarily due to the Pontic Greeks who now reside in Greece, as well as the Pontic Greek diaspora living abroad. While they have maintained the culture of the Pontic Greeks, there hasn't been a unified platform to promote this cause, especially with thorough study and proof that constitute genocide. This has allowed the Turkish side to suggest otherwise, and Greek leftists have improperly used the term ethnic cleansing as euphemism. It is important to note that ethnic cleansing preceded the term genocide in international terminology, even though today used in suggesting a lesser crime than genocide. The Hellenic Republic has mainly utilized the Pontic Greek genocide in disputes with Turkey, rather than engaging in a dialogue that promotes healing of the past, similar to post-World War II Germany. Consequently, the recognition of this genocide has been hindered. Additionally, third-generation Pontic Greeks have missed out on valuable testimonies from those who originally fled Pontus due to Ataturk's massacre and persecution of their language, ethnicity, and religion. This has shaped the modern Republic of Turkey into a seemingly uniform cultural and ethnic entity. Of course, my arguments are not exhausted in the previous elaboration. To address these issues, I will occasionally invite non-Greek experts to provide insights on matters concerning Hellenism, as Greeks have not meaningfully and seriously engaged at an international level for this cause. I will also unveil peer-reviewed research studies in world-renowned scientific journals that evidence the contributions of Pontic population dating back to shaping the Hellenic culture and kingdom of the Macedon, but not utilized by the Hellenic Republic. Therefore, the crimes of the Turks in Pontus in the first two decades of the 20th century further constitute a genocide. I want to assure you that I remain committed to promoting international recognition of the Pontic Greek genocide. I have already dedicated several episodes to this matter, featuring guests with different expertise and backgrounds. You can find the links to these episodes in the description section of today's episode, namely Strengthening History, the European Pontic Greek Youth on August 7, 2022. Agility on Eradication, a special episode on Agile Leadership and Averting Eradication on March 6, 2022. The Internationalization of the Pontic Greeks Genocide on May 23, 2021. Medicine, Culture and History from Pontus to the World on May 24, 2020, a remembrance day of the Pontic Greek genocide on May 19, 2020. Rest assured, I will release the scheduled episode at a later, more suitable date, as the topics discussed are timeless and resonate with humanity, regardless of age and circumstances. I want to express my deepest gratitude for your continued support and encouragement. I will keep you updated on the rescheduling of this episode and any further developments. Thank you for your understanding, and I look forward to bringing you more engaging and insightful content in the future regarding such matters of Hellenism beyond the permanent topics on technology in my podcast. Also, as promised, I'm excited to share a sneak peek of our upcoming episode next week with Dr. Konstantin Stratakis, titled Predictive Medicine in Endocrinology, Genetic Signatures to Cracking the Genetic Code of Hormonal Health. I would like to express my gratitude once again to Dr. Stratakis for his valuable contributions to previous episodes of the Global Greek Influence podcast, including Advancing Future Precision Medicine in Cancer Treatment, and Circular Healthcare. In this episode, we explore the field of endocrinology and its connection to predictive medicine. We discuss the latest advancements, including genetic markers, emerging technologies, and diagnostic tools that can help predict disease progression and identify individuals at higher risk. We also focus on the intersection of endocrinology, predictive medicine, and Hashimoto's thyroiditis. Additionally, we delve into the role of vitamin D receptor, VDR, in absorbing vitamin D and its impact on overall health. Dr. Stratakis sheds light on the phenomenon of patients exhibiting hyperthyroidism and hypothyroidism with normal TSH and T4 levels. Furthermore, we examine the challenges of identifying and addressing psychiatric, endocrine, metabolic, and autoimmune diseases in both childhood and adulthood. We explore how dysregulation of the stress system can affect growth and development. Moreover, we discuss the relationship between human molecular genetics and pituitary tumors. Lastly, we discuss the importance of diagnosing multiple endocrine neoplasias before the full integration of predictive medicine. Diagnosis at an early stage can promote the quality of life of populations with genetic predispositions to such disorders, while it emphasizes the need for comprehensive diagnostics and personalized treatment plans. As someone who has suffered from Hashimoto's disease, I couldn't help but ask Dr. Stratakis about any advancements made in understanding the underlying mechanisms of Hashimoto's thyroiditis, as well as any updates or impacts on current treatment approaches. Additionally, I inquired about the existence of specific genetic markers or biomarkers, emerging technologies or diagnostic tools that have shown potential in predicting the course of Hashimoto's thyroiditis and identifying individuals at higher risk of developing the disease for early intervention.
It is by far the most common autoimmune disease of the thyroid gland. And as you point out, most of the time, not always, but most of the time, autoimmune thyroiditis leads to destruction of the gland and hypothyroidism. In other words, a hypoactive thyroid gland. There is clearly a genetic component in Hashimoto's thyroiditis. In other words, the people that develop Hashimoto's thyroiditis have a predisposition, have the genetic background to respond to this autoimmune destruction. In other words, it doesn't happen to everybody. Even to people that have other autoimmune diseases, if they don't have the right genetic background, the same trigger will not necessarily lead to autoimmune thyroid disease. And so what I'm trying to say is that although it is so common, and although it can happen without any family history of thyroiditis, there's clearly a genetic component to the disease. What is that genetic component? Most of the time, it has to do with a system of genes, antigens, we call them, known as the HLA system. Most of us have certain HLA haplotypes or HLA markers in our body. All of us have HLA markers in our body, but the people that have susceptibility, genetic predisposition to Hashimoto's thyroiditis, have specifically very specific HLA subtypes. They have specific HLA antigens that are there. So when there is a trigger for the autoimmune destruction, these are the antigens that work towards the manifestation of the disease of Hashimoto's thyroiditis. So there's a genetic component. There's other genes that have been linked to the presentation of thyroiditis, to the manifestation of thyroiditis. These are individual mutations in genes that are less well known than the HLA. And finally, I want to point out to the link of autoimmune destruction of the thyroid and any form of thyroiditis with chromosomal disorders. And most of us know Down syndrome. I don't know if all of us know that Down syndrome is a genetic syndrome associated with three chromosomes, 21, so it's also known as trisomy 21. And this is a condition where thyroid disease, Hashimoto's thyroiditis in particular, is very common. The same is true for another chromosomal disorder, Turner syndrome, which is a disease where there is one of the X chromosomes, as you may say. So it is amazing to me that chromosomal disorders, regardless of the HLA subtypes, can predispose to Hashimoto's thyroiditis, showing again that there is a clearly a genetic component to this disease, and it is not all about a system like the HLA system, which is so important for the immune system. There's other genetic factors, including the chromosome count and specific genes, that predispose to Hashimoto's thyroiditis. So I'll stop here and see if you have additional questions with regards to the genetics of Hashimoto's thyroiditis.
Stay tuned for this upcoming episode and thank you again for listening. I appreciate you taking this journey of discovery with me. Together, we will keep shining a light on issues that matter. Thank you all for staying until the end. Subscribe, follow, and leave a review to show your support and spread the podcast message far and wide. Thank you for being part of the Global Greek Influence podcast family. I cannot wait to bring you more exciting content in the future. Stay tuned and keep exploring the world of podcasts with the Global Greek Influence.